The Holy Gospel appointed for Thanksgiving Day is taken from the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 25 through 34. Jesus says to us on this Thanksgiving Day, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body that you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day." This is the gospel of the Lord. The words that I would like to share with you on this Thanksgiving Day, as we with joy and praise and thanksgiving thank the Lord for his many blessings, is taken from the Old Testament Psalmist chapter 107 verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." This is the word of our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. What a wonderful statement on this Thanksgiving Day, as we have come to worship, praise and thank the Lord, for his love endures forever. Yes, we have come here today to thank the Lord God for his many bountiful blessings he has bestowed upon each and every one of us here this morning during the past year, and provided for our essential physical and material blessings of this life. But we have also come here to thank the Lord God for his many spiritual blessings he has given each and every one of us, especially for his word and his holy sacraments. Yes, we thank God today for food and shelter and clothing. We thank God for our family, our friends, our neighbors. We thank God for our homes, our schools, our churches, and yes, our government. We thank God especially for our great nation, which is still the land of the free and the home of the brave, a nation in which we still sing and say with pride, "In God we trust," and "God bless America." And as we're going to sing at the end of the service, "America, the beautiful." But most of all, we thank God, our Heavenly Father, for our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, as our great Savior. Yes, we thank our Heavenly Father that he was willing He didn't have to, but that he was willing to send his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, even though you and I did not merit or deserve it. But he gave that greatest gift of his Son to us so that through our faith, our trust in Jesus, we have God's salvation. And so we give thanks to the Lord today with King David in the Old Testament. King David who said, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And again, the words of the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits." Yes, at Thanksgiving, we are always reminded as we come to the house of the Lord to thank God for everything he has given us graciously. Out of his great love and mercy and kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed, Luther says, "I believe that God has given me my body and soul, my eyes and ears and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still cares for them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, lands, animals, and all that I need to support this body and life." And then Luther concludes saying, "For all which is my duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey him, this is most certainly true." Yes, we give thanks to the Lord today as we have come to acknowledge his gracious goodness, his merciful love for all of us. Because the psalmist says in our text for today, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." St. Paul also writes in his letter to the Thessalonians, "Be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Yes, we should always give thanks to God in all circumstances. Not only when things are good and going our way, everything is wonderful, but also when things are not so good at times, and things are not always going our way. To listen to the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, which Brian read today, "Do not be anxious about anything." And then St. Paul says, "But in everything, all things, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Yes, St. Paul says, in anything and everything, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yes, God wants us to be thankful always in anything, as well as everything. whether we do it by prayer or supplication. To be deeply grateful and thankful to the Lord for His great love to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, may God the Father bless us here today and preserve us here today by your Holy Spirit as we have come into the presence of God to thank, praise, and worship Him. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. We praise you, O God, our Redeemer, our Creator. With grateful devotion, our tribute we bring. We lay it before you. We kneel and adore you. We bless your holy name. Glad praises we sing. Yes, may you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving as you hopefully get together with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and enjoy that dinner. And thank the Lord for food and home and shelter and children and parents and grandparents. Thank the Lord for His many blessings to you. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever and ever. Amen.